am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you. Good evening, and welcome to the Dean Show, episode 22. Lots and lots of mic problems in the last day or two, so this show could sound like a complete mess. Hopefully it won't, for the most part. Now, we are going to begin with the results of the quiz from last week, but before we do, I would like Thaddeus to say hello to all of our listeners. Here we go, Thaddeus. Okay, that was your Thaddeus there. And like that, up next, the quiz results. Oh yeah, it's time for the results of the quiz. That was a one-off theme tune, by the way. So, I'm in a singing mood. Oh noes. The quiz, last week's quiz, no one apart from Thaddeus, of course, won the quiz. The answer was, of course, the video supplement was named Origami Land, and that the thing there that we call the size was about... We accepted anything between 7 and 8 megabytes. Thaddeus guessed 7.6, and we gave it to him. So, this week's quiz question is as follows. Let me think. I didn't prepare the quiz question very well. Thaddeus didn't question very well. Thaddeus! Slacking, Thaddeus. Slacking off, as usual. What is Indian lady's name? If you think you know the answer, then you get to email thaddeuspenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on the episode on thedeanshow.blogspot.com. Up next, it's time for the review of the Raw.
Raw. Yeah. Wow. Raw. Monday Night Raw.
Okay, this week's Raw review is as follows. Let's see if we can get the clipboard here without moving my mic at all, because that will break the show completely. Okay, let's hope we're still good. We open with Triple H. He introduces this week's guest... Damn it. This week's guest host, the Seth Green. You see where the th sound came from there. Seth Green makes some sort of silly waste of time six diva swimsuit contest thing. He shows us a clip from Robot Chicken with Triple H in it. And now we have Legacy versus Triple H, John Cena, and Seth Green booked for your main event this evening. This week's Raw was so angering! Now then, do we still have good mic happening? It would seem that we don't have good mic happening. You're probably all getting lots of buzz and hum from the mic. There's not much I can do about that at the moment. I think I need a new mic. New mic imminent! Okay, I think we've got mic fixed now, maybe. Now then, so the silly divas thing happens. It turns out it's actually a match, and sad face because it was a complete waste of time. And this gets the so they thought it would be a good idea for the divas all to wrestle in their swimsuits, and you know what? New wardrobe malfunctions did happen, though, I should point out, unfortunately. So, then Carlito comes out for the distraction during Primo's match with The Miz, and beats him up. Spits the apple in his face. Arg, don't split them up! Now the Big Show does the goes into the Seth Green and does the little finger in mouth $1 million thing, and totally out of character. This week's Raw is full of Arg. Then Jack Swagger versus MVP could have been a really good match, was sort of meh. I don't recall anything interesting happening, and it didn't keep my attention in the slightest. Now Chris Jericho out announces that he should not be stripped of his tag title just because Edge, his partner, got hurt. He will pick his new partner. This is a chance to give a rub to the Brian Kendrick. Do it! Mark Henry out. No, no, no. Bad idea. Thankfully, Mark Henry pretends that he wants to be a partner, but then he's not, and now he's going to beat up Jericho. Lol. Now a ref comes out and we have a match. And unfortunately, Henry is totally destroying Chris Jericho, burying the, like, the best wrestler in the company, or one of the best. And then Chris Jericho leaves and gets counted out. Now the Big Show versus Evan Bourne happens. Why? I don't know. There's no story, there's no feud, they just have a random match. It's an excuse to bury Evan Bourne. I noted that the referee was new, never seen him before. Big Show's new finisher is a camel clutch for the Wutufa. And this was a totally squash match for the Oh No's and Arg and the like. And now the main event. A non-wrestler, Seth Green, is now beating up Cody Rhodes. Great way to push your talent, Arg. It occurred to me, randomly, that Santina is still gone, which means that she was totally wasted. They wasted the opportunities to have the Santina things. This gets the... Any Hoover, basically, two guys are going to beat up Legacy and destroy them. Two guys and a non-wrestler. I'm not paying attention, I don't care, inject the Venom, something about ACDC happening. Cena then saves the Seth from the punt kick. Cody brings a trinket. Now this makes no sense! Thaddeus, can you explain the ending, please? What? Yeah, I don't even understand, Thaddeus. Whatever. Basically what happens here is that the Cody Rhodes, in with a chair, he gets this DQ happens. Triple H, a second later, is in. They got them at the same time. He's in with a sledgehammer at the same time. Cody Rhodes does not use his chair. Triple H hits Cody with a sledgehammer, so Triple H should be disqualified, not Cody. Somehow, Triple H wins by disqualification after using a sledgehammer because the referee saw Cody with a chair exactly at the same time as he was getting hit with a sledgehammer. This makes no sense. Rules fail happens. And Cena trips and Seth are standing tall as if they have won for the final. That was a way to totally bury Legacy, the only stable on the show. I hate you, WWE. And that's your Raw. Up next, it's a message from our new sponsor, Thaddeus, who is our sponsor this week. Tell us. You are entirely correct, Thaddeus. Entirely correct. Hit the ad. Go!
This week, the Dean Show is sponsored by the Association for Anti-Parade. Because sometimes it's better to go contra flow.
That was a message from our new sponsor, the Anti-Parade. Weather is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. The fool is almost burning. Okay, that is that done and out of the way. Speaking of sponsors and things and stuff and the like, when you're on the blog, thedeanshrew.blogspot.com, there's a little thing somewhere that says, like, free trial on Rhapsody. When you click that and get your free trial, and then you get songs, and then you cancel, and I don't know if you get the songs for free. It doesn't matter, you can just stop using them, you know, don't buy anything. If you just sign up for this free trial, we get pennies and it's fun and it's nice. And while you're there, click on a Google ad or two. Now then. Then we get more pennies and I can pay Thaddeus. Now then, up next, On the Dean Show, I think it's time for me to talk about some things and some stuff. So we had this thing recently known as the parade happening in the Northern Ireland. I had some mishap happening because I didn't watch the parade because it didn't interest me in the slightest because I had better things to do because I am the Dean. So I didn't watch the parade. I played Crash Bandicoot 3 Warped on my PlayStation Uno. More on that later, kids. So I did that, and then I thought, now let's go down and buy some Aniseed Imperials at the shop I work in, which is about a 10-minute walk away. So I went down, walking to the shop, and then, oh noes! Parade is approaching on the road I'm turning into. It's like a T-junction, yeah? Parade approaching. So I go in front of them. Now, I'm on the footpath there on the road, but whatever. I go in front of them, but now in front of me is more parade. I am in the middle of the parade. And then I'm, like, walking, and if you don't know, the Dean walks very rapidly, almost like a march. So it sort of seemed like I was either in, or trying to keep up with, or trying to be in, or something, with the parade. Malos TM Pos. This was bad. Stop laughing at me, Thaddeus, or I will slap you again. Yeah, he doesn't like that. So, I was in the parade, evidently, got to the shop, bought some Aniseed Imperials, and then it started to rain, and I had no jacket, and I had to walk home in the wet, but we'll get to that in a minute. The woman in the shop said to me, but you're glad you're not working today. And what was my response? Yes. Even the Dean can't say to someone, well, I would have not minded working at all. I'm not watching the parade. I came down here in the pouring rain to walk through the middle of the parade to get some sweeties. The Dean would have sounded foolish and have been left with no option but to smite everyone. Yeah. And on the way, the return journey, I was still marching along beside the parade, only in a contra-flow lane. So I was the anti-parade. Hence the sponsor. So that was happening, and it was silly. And it made the Dean angry. Now, more on the PlayStation Uno, as I was discussing. We got this... You know, in fact, before we do this, I think it's time that we hit some Mussolini Corner. Hit the music, Thaddeus. Go! I said go, Thaddeus. Well, find the music then, Thaddeus. Find it. Oh, he seems to be about to get it. Go. Welcome, everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner. Okay, this week it's the lights in the office story. One thing Mussolini would do is he had his office, like, right in the middle of the town square type of place where everyone would walk past it all the time to go anywhere. And he would leave the lights on in his office all through the night. So people would look up and say, you know, oh, look, he's still hard at work, you know, Il Duce, always hard at work all through the night for the good of Italy. You know, and in reality, Mussolini was out getting drunk, lying in a gutter somewhere with a bunch of promiscuous women and the like. Because that's what Mussolini did. And that's quite funny, I think. So, you know, he had the lights in the office, everyone thought... That was quite a smart thing that he did. That was, like, the only smart thing he ever did. Make people think he's working and, you know, fighting for the country all through the night and all through the day and 24/7. And in reality, he's just left the office light on and he's gone out and got drunk. With some hookers. That's pretty smart, Mussolini. But it does show that you weren't working for the country, and that you were just an idiot. Sure you want to just go out and have fun, that's fine. But the country failed miserably because you didn't work hard enough, Mussolini. Then again, it's possible that because you were such a failure, had you worked harder, it would have failed sooner. Who knows, Mussolini? Because you're such a fool at the other end! That's your miscellany corner, now PlayStation 1. So I was doing this thing then, PlayStation 1. I completed my Crash Bandicoot Uno, and I got the Crash 3. I was playing it. I think I mentioned that I completed the first one last week. I don't recall, but I was playing this Crash 3. I think that I mentioned this. I don't know. But what happened was that I played through like half of the game, no, about 3/5 of the game, and then I had to stop playing, and memory card was new, and I had to start all over again. Now I was thinking about smiting the lack of needing to memory card, and the. It's just not worth it, people. It's not worth it. So I managed to play it all over again and complete the entire game for the epic win, and I had like 30 lives at the end. Where the first one is so easy, I had 80 lives at one point. So that's it. Crash 3 is fun. Unfortunately, there are like 3 racing levels in it. But see, I think I can. I like racing games when, which we'll more on that later, kids. When it's like your silly. Gimmicky thing, like CTR obviously was like that, you know, when you just get like, you're a car driving in a circle, it's not fun. So there's that, and I was playing that, and you get the nice levels where you're Coco, and you ride on the little tiger cub, and it's fun on the Great Wall of China, and it's just generally a fun game, I think. So like a band, you're not even on an island, you're a bandicoot, you're in a time twister warp room thing. You're going around fighting some people, and there's no Ripperoo. I don't know. Where is the Ripper? Where is the Ripperoo? You're fighting all sorts of crazy things, and Ooka Ooka happens, and you're Coco. This made me sad. So, that's that. Up next, I think it is Tiempo, as the kids say. Tiempo. Time for the next segment on the show that we like to call The List of Smitation. Thaddeus, hit the music for The Smiting List. Do it. And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, The Smiting List. Prepare to be smitten. Okay, this week we smite people who constantly say what instead of which. This is, I'm gonna be a grammar Nazi this week, but I hate this. People do this all the time. Okay, you've got, if I've got 2 or 3 flavors of, gosh darn it, what do the kids eat these days? Like, colourful drinks or something? I say, what one do you want? Why do people, isn't it obvious that it's clearly, which one do you want? Because you're actually directing them at, you know, very specific things and saying they can pick one from them. You know, you can use what as in, if it's more general, like what is happening, you know, because it's, anything at all could be happening. In this case, there's very specific. What do you like to eat? Because it could be anything. But if I say which flavor of this, it has to be, you know, it's which, because it's specific flavors you're picking from. Thaddeus, what do you mean? Say something, Thaddeus. Yes, well, Thaddeus, evidently it doesn't annoy you as much as it annoys me, because you're broken and also a penguin manservant who should be making the tea. This one annoys me. The whole people saying what instead of which annoys me immensely. Immensely! Because I am the Dean and I am better than you scum. And I am awesome and mighty and powerful and all those other things. The Dean! All hail! I have no hailing music. So now we smite them. I'm a-charging my smitometers, and I'm a-firing my smiting lasers. Go! So, what we do next is, I talk about the Wii. got this new, we got the new console in the Temple of the Dean. The Wii, Nintendo Wii, playing some Wii Sports on there. It's pretty fun. Also playing some Mario Kart Wii, which I do enjoy, even though it's a driving game. It's fun, it's gimmicky, you shoot things at people and drive in silly places and have power-ups, and I love it. And we got the Conduit game there, Sega game. We need to play that. Need to play that yet. Shooter, but it seems good. I'm wondering if I should finish Bionic Commando on the 360 before I move on to that. Not sure. So that's that. I also got a new Wario game for my Game Boy Color. We'll see how that goes. And like that. So yeah, the Wii is pretty fun. Now, I did see this one thing. You can get a little pack for like 15 quid for your Wii Sports. And it comes with little bits that you screw on top of your controller, and then now it's a tennis racket, and now it's a baseball bat, which is cool, but sort of a waste of money when you can play just as fine without them. My favourite one is when you insert the Wii remote, inside a regular like PlayStation controller. It's that shape, and you stick it inside it, and now you're like, whoa. I've got a controller in a controller, and it's just the same. It's not used for any specific sport in the Wii Sports. It's not used for any specific game. It's just here. And in fact, you can't use it for anything. Una perdida del dinero. Waste of the money. Now, wow, see, this is the part where I would usually say lots of stuff about AC/DC or something, but I really don't have anything to say about them this week, as they're sort of on a one-month break from their tour, and nothing is happening, and I haven't seen any of their videos on TV to boast about that people love them so much. So really, nothing happening there. Oh, wait, I do have one thing to say. I am on the place there, the eBay, that the kids like to call it, went on there. The kids call it El eBay, because the kids are Spanish, obviously. But El Bay Day E, I think is what they... Day A, I think is what they call it there. Went down there to the person from Finland who had the rare 1974 Australian High Voltage album. Purchased that, and it will be arriving in a couple of days. Buenos tiempos. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome! And now, it's time for Thaddeus to fill. Thaddeus, put some filler in, just say some things, sing, dance, and do whatever you do, Thaddeus. Go! Yes, Thaddeus, that was entirely a waste of time. Perdida del tiempo. Thaddeus, you suck. Now, I'm pretty sure I referenced tea a while ago, Thaddeus. I've been recording for over 20 minutes and yet not received any tea. As of yet, should that be? Anyway, if you would just like to go and bring me some tea, Thaddeus, that would be good, and also bueno. I got nothing. No, seriously, Thaddeus, bring the tea. Now then, we have, yeah, I got nothing really, so let's move on to the ECW review. Okay, I'm going to take you through a couple of the things that happened on ECW. The most obvious thing to mention first is the fact that Vladimir Kozlov defeated, using his move, the Iron Curtain, to defeat Tommy Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer defeated by this waste of time Vladimir Kozlov. That is the least good thing to have happened. And, like that. That's what else did we have? Yoshitatsu defeated Paul Burchill in his match. And that's good. That is very good, because Yoshitatsu is getting pushed. No one cares about Paul Burchill because he's not a pirate anymore. Now, what? Let's see. Let's see what we notes here. Yeah. So, really, Tatsu used luck. He slipped off the top rope. Burchill was arguing with the referee. And Tatsu hit a high kick to knock him down. So, let's see what happens there in the future. We also had Shelton Benjamin and Christian had a match. So, what happened here was that Shelton Benjamin defeated Christian. That's also good because he's getting a push, defeating the number one contender like that. So apparently it was the presence of Vladimir Kozlov that really made that happen, according to my notes here. He distracted him. We had two more matches. One is not worth mentioning. Let's see. Zack Ryder and Goldust had a match in which Goldust was defeated by the stupid woo-woo-woo guy. That makes me angry because I do enjoy the Goldust and I don't care for the Zack Ryder. So that makes me a little bit sad and upset like that. Apparently Ezekiel Jackson was also interviewed by Gregory Helms on the show. He said he needed to step away from Shadow of the Kendrick. He said he's the most important person. Personally, I think Kendrick is so much better. No, I don't recall watching this segment, so I don't remember if Helms did his superhero gimmick or not, but hopefully he did. So next week, apparently, some things will happen, and I don't really care. Now, oh no, Abraham Washington show, that's boy, no. That's your ECW. And, yeah. Okay, this week we've got a new segment for you, The Nile of the Week. Thaddeus, hit the theme tune. Oh yeah, it's the Nile of the Week. Nile of the Week.
Nile of the Week.
The Fool at the Other End. So this is where we have the Fool at the Other End, the Nile of the Week. This week it's essentially like almost everyone in the Northern Ireland gets the Fool of the Week. Because this is what we happen over the 12th of July period. We have some people who think silly people hold a silly parade for no reason. Then other silly people get angry at the parade and get, like, throwing things at it. And, for no reason once again. So now you have people, normal people who aren't necessarily silly, just watching the parade, that's fine. Now they're in danger. Silly people in the parade, silly people throwing things and getting angry at the parade. Police try to break it up. Silly people throwing petrol bombs and stones and shooting at the police. Here are the peacekeepers, of course, which is just incredibly foolish. And so almost everyone in the Northern Ireland gets the Nile of the Week. Okay? The Nile of the Week. There you go. That's your new segment. It's for the foolish person that week. Now, subscribers have gone up in the last few days, so that's good. That's bueno. Keep that up. You know, keep doing that. Keep downloading the shows. Or I'm very pleased with the downloads for Origami Land, so if that keeps up, that's good. You know, everyone needs to get that. The poll on our website for the best guest from the show is closing in just a couple of days, so if you haven't taken it, rush in and take it. TheDeanShow.blogspot.com, poll on the top left, near the top left, somewhere on the top left. Up next, we get to use the most expensive theme tune because it's time for Thaddy Mail. Thaddy Mail! There's the most expensive theme tune, now it's time for Thaddy Mail. We got the monster replied to the episode 21 on the blog and left the following comment. Thaddeus passed the envelope. Oh, he's not here. Oh, he must have gone to make me tea finally. I'll get it myself. Wait there. Okay. What's up with the new logo? There's a Nazi sign in it. Do you believe in that? And there's like a shocked colon with an S in it. No, to be honest, when Thaddeus showed me this, all I could do was lol. I couldn't be angry. Here's Thaddeus's response. Let's see if we can get that. See, if Thaddeus were here, this would run smoother. More smoothly, something like that. Okay, Thaddeus left a comment. The Dean is not a Nazi monster. It is a pirate Nazi robot ninja crazy thing killing a fish wearing a small hat with a metal spike. Everything gimmicky is in there. Thank you for your feedback, Thaddeus. So I'm pretty sure that explains it enough without me needing to do that. And there you go. That's your Thaddy Mail. I'm really getting annoyed that I don't have any tea at the moment, to be perfectly honest. I'm getting tired of the lack of tea. Right. So, I need to have a bell that I ring. I think I've said this before a long time ago, but anyway. It's, I need to offer some thanks, I think, at this point to people. We've got new theme tunes. You may or may not have them all in today's show, but we're working on them. Little bits for different segments. I need to thank Evan. He's been on the show twice, you know Evan, for helping us with the... he's been on episodes 6 and 17. For helping us with the guitar playing. And we need to thank Logic Honor, who will be doing some keyboard bits, and it'll be good. So, for the ECW tune he'll be working on. So, that's good. Now then, we also need to... that's about it, really. So, thanking the Dean, of course. And with that note, I'm going to tell you what's still to come on today's show while I wait for Thaddeus to bring me the tea. Obviously, we'll have the usual, the Dean Sings to take us out today, and then we'll come back tomorrow with the Smiting... with the SmackDown review, and the Dean Shonery, and all that good stuff. I think that's all that I've really got for today, though, so we might wrap it up real quick and get straight up to the Dean Sings. I would enjoy taking you out with Aztec today, I think. We'll see how that goes. And, yeah. Oh, Thaddeus, thank you for my tea. I'm going to have a sip of this while we prepare for the Dean Sings. Enjoying the tea. Oh, whoa! Thaddeus has tea as well. Thaddeus, you do not get the tea. Because you are inferior scum. Everyone is inferior scum. Now then, I'm going to give you the plugs and then we'll get you straight out with the Dean Sings. Don't forget to go to thedeanshow.blogspot.com, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you use podcast aggregators and things. C-13 or Connor-Robinson.co.uk for Logic Honor's site there. And yeah, got wigglesworld.org or com. For that stuff with the Wiggly's World and the Trapdoor and all the stuff that are on there, the podcasts and the things. We've got other shows from people I know, such as the WHU News R and the Senjay Show. Okay, I said I'd plug a little bit for this. Senjay does the... really, on both of those shows, they just talk about anything they want. Senjay is accompanied by co-host Susie, and WHU News usually has his own separate guest for each week. But I said I would talk a little bit about the Senjay Show. To him, so I will plug that. He does the thing there with the show. He gets up with Susie and they just generally talk about lots of things. One week it went from everything from the correct pronunciation of scones to gay penguins. So yeah. Oh no, Thaddeus is angry now. Thaddeus is oh no, oh wait. Thaddeus, put down that gun. What a violent penguin, Thaddeus. Wait there, I might have to smite Thaddeus. No, I'm not going to smite Thaddeus. Though it may be necessary if he doesn't put down the gun! Thank you, Thaddeus. Thank you for putting down the gun. Yep. He looks sad now. Thaddeus, explain to the listeners. Explain time! Ah. Yes, he got angry at the gay penguin remark. And why wouldn't he, and why would he? Now then, I think it's time for the Dean Sings, so let's go. Thaddeus... play the Dean Sings theme tune and then hit the track there for the singing. This is the jingle to introduce the jingle. This is the jingle that introduces the segment that we like to call the Dean Sings. The Dean Sings uses songs from promotingcrap.com. Okay, let's go. This particular song is about trees. I love trees. Yay, yay, yeah. Let's begin.
Things that grow from the ground. Things that grow from the ground. They grow and they're green, and they're sometimes the leaves are not green.
Not green.
Because it is autumn. Oh yeah. In autumn the leaves change color.
Change color.
And they are brown and red and stuff.
Stuff.
And they fall on the ground, and less leaves happen on the trees.
Happen on the trees.
Less leaves happen on the trees.
Trees, 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 trees.
Less leaves happen on the trees,
trees.
On the trees, oh yeah.
Trees, trees.
Sometimes trees have funny shaped leaves.
Funny shaped leaves.
The leaves are different shapes, cause it's a silly tree.
Silly tree.
Oh yeah, sometimes they have conkers, which is fun, because you can get them down and conker happens. Oh yeah, yeah, trees, we need trees, because they have... We breathe in the oxygen, and the carbon dioxide is breathe out to happen, and trees are good in this process.
Process!
Because they take the... carbon dioxide and release the oxygens.
Oh,
wow, yeah. Trees are so much full of the wind. Trees are full of the wind.
Full
sometimes
of the
they're
wind.
Prickly, and that is not good. Maybe are they? Maybe they're not prickly. I don't know. Leaves are different shapes. Sometimes they are hedges. Maybe they're not trees, but maybe they are. I think they are trees. They are hedges. They have different types of leaves. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tree, 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 yeah. Tree, yeah. Tree.
Tree,
tree.
Trees.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to have the Dean Scenario and the SmackDown review, and hopefully some Aztec to close. Okay. So, this week's entry into the Dean Scenario is... Zig, as in, take off every zig, you know what you're doing. Now it's time for the SmackDown review. Thaddeus, hit that new music, courtesy of Evan. SmackDown! Wow, wow. Lay the SmackDown! Wow, wow, wow. It's a SmackDown! Friday night SmackDown with the wrestling and the people and the things. SmackDown! Yeah! Okay, so, let's consulting my notes. Thaddeus, pass the notes, please. Okay, let's see. No, oh, wait. I think I hear someone at the door. Whoa, it's just like an invasion or something. I hear smashing and people running around up in the temple and stuff and craziness happening all around. What is going on? No, it's an invasion of the Chinese. Ah, no. Wait, nah. The Chinese, what are they here for? Thaddeus! Thaddeus! Thaddeus, no! Get your hands off me! Damn it! No! I am the Dean! Ah! No! Thaddeus! 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 Indian lady! Thaddeus! The temple is falling!